Welcome to episode 238 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. In this week's show, I'm sharing a few thoughts about something which has to do with the business side of being a photographer, and actually, of running your business in general. So, here's the thing. It's all very well taking pictures and getting paid for it, but how do you actually go about getting the work in the first place? Of course, there are many ways to encourage would-be clients, but the process of networking, placing yourself in front of people in order to improve your chances of generating leads, is a great tried and tested method. So, with that in mind, welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 238. It is just about 11:30 in the morning, and as I record this, I am in my car driving through Chichester, which is on the south coast here in the UK, pretty much on the south coast. And the reason I'm driving through town is because I've just been to a meeting. And this meeting was a group meeting, it was a networking event. And I thought what I would do for this recording is just share a few thoughts about networking, what it is, why it's important for photographers, but also for anyone in business or, you know, networking groups. There's something for everyone. If you were just, I don't know, let's say you were into model aeroplanes, radio-controlled aeroplanes. There are clubs for that. That's a form of networking. But let me give you my take on networking for business and how I approach it for myself. Those of you who have followed my activities for some time will probably be aware that a number of years ago, I used to do a lot of networking. I used to go to a couple of breakfast events every week, and those were, oh, you know, you're up at 6 o'clock in the morning, if not before, to drive half an hour to go and sit in a room and, you know, have like a cooked breakfast and talk about, you know, referrals and how people might want to use your services or how you might be able to help other people. And I'd been doing that for a good few years, and it got to a point where there was a certain trend with that. And unfortunately, the trend was that people would turn up, have a nice breakfast, you'd have a nice chat, and that was basically it. The people that were there were not engaged. They were not thinking. They were not going there thinking, oh, do you know what? I was talking to a client yesterday and he mentioned something about photography. I knew that I'd be speaking to Giles. Maybe I could point him in his direction. People were first and foremost in it for themselves. And whilst that is, you know, undoubtedly one of the reasons why we go to networking events, we're hoping to pick up business and build connections, you should always be thinking about what you can do for other people. So, I took some time off from that, concentrated on other things. The other point with these events were, and I have nothing against these professions or these people in particular, but it was very much full of accountants and IT people, people that are very kind of business focused, very much men in suits, that sort of thing. And whilst those are great professions and great services, I felt that given that and the fact that no one was particularly engaged in what they were doing, I had to question why I was spending all this money every month to attend these events. And so that's why I took some time away from it, concentrated on other things, and the money that would have been spent on that was put towards other activities, other avenues to explore. But here's the thing. I am going through a period at the moment where I'm looking to explore not necessarily different avenues, but I'm looking to kind of connect and reconnect with certain people. I have, for years, I have spent time working and collaborating with people in marketing, PR, communications. I used to do a lot of work working with individual businesses. That was great, and that's a different story as to why I sort of distanced myself at one point from that. So I suppose the question you might be asking is, well, if you found that networking wasn't doing it for you and wasn't giving you any results, why would you go to a networking event this morning? Well, it's quite simple. The nature of what I do has changed. My outlook on things has changed. I've had a lot of time to think about what I'm doing and the people that I want to be working with. And this event was very informal. It was just at a cafe. There was no expense, there was no entry fee or anything like that. You just bought a coffee and you just had conversations, had a chat, very informal. There was a chance to kind of explain to the room, and I suppose there are about 20 people maybe, a chance very briefly to say what you do. There were some people that were there for the first time. I was one of them. But then more so than that, it was just a very sort of fairly quick sort of run through of people. Then it was opened up to the floor to discuss solutions, apps, that sort of thing that help, that we find are helping us in our businesses. And one of the things to really make clear here is that people in that room, essentially a lot of them were freelance people in marketing, people in who else were there, sort of communications, videos. A guy did video there, very interesting talking to him. There was someone doing gardening, someone who was a writer. There were a couple of people from banks, from a bank, but they were, you know, very sort of low key, which was nice. So for me, the attraction was the fact that it wasn't a room full of business people. Yes, we all run businesses, but it was very much creative, lower key, people that share the same outlook as I do now, which is probably quite different to what I had, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago, say. So for those of you that are thinking about, you know, if you're starting out in photography, if you're looking to grow your business, how you spread the word, I think over recent years, it has become very easy to say, do you know what? I'm going to promote my business. I'm going to open up a Facebook page. I'm going to have a Twitter account, maybe do Instagram. And that's all brilliant. You know, it has changed the landscape of the way we connect with people and promote ourselves. You should be doing that, of course. But there is no replacement for good old-fashioned, in-person, face-to-face meeting people, having a conversation, because you get to explain in more detail, you get to ask more questions, more anecdotes and stories come up, more references. And these people, if it's a nice, relaxed conversation, these people will often be more switched on thinking about how you relate to them, their industry, how you might be able to help them, how they can help you, how you might collaborate. And it, for me, as someone who hasn't really done much with groups like that, aside from maybe giving presentations or talks, it was a nice change, especially on a Friday, as it is now, to kind of step away from my work. I had a really, really productive day yesterday, getting on the email, building connections, again, just, you know, putting myself in front of people and reminding people that I exist and asking about whether they need any photography work and how we can collaborate and all this sort of thing. it was really nice for me to actually take a step away from all that sort of work and put myself in front of people again and meet with like-minded individuals. And, you know, I'm not coming away from today, from this morning, thinking that by the time I get back to my office or come this evening, that there will be a whole string of emails, people saying, oh, I saw you talking, or, oh, we met at this event, how much do you charge to do this, or we'd like you to come do some pictures. I'm not expecting that. For me, as I have known for a long time, the value in networking of any sort is relationships. You have to build those relationships. Now, of course, people can do a search online and look for photographers, for example, and they can get a bunch of photographers' details, check out their website, maybe send an email or phone up, and it's very much, we need this service, this person looks competent, how much are they going to charge? And you do it that way. But with networking, what is so nice is that week after week or month after month, you get the chance to build these relationships with people. And it might be 3 months down the line, for example, that all of a sudden that person says, oh, I was talking to a client yesterday, and he said, do I know a photographer that I can recommend? Or they might say, do you know what? Summer's on its way. We're thinking about rebranding, or we're thinking about shaking things up a bit. We haven't had any decent pictures taken for a while. Could I talk to you about photography? Now, I'm always happy just to have those conversations anyway. And if it converts to business, then that's brilliant. In talking to someone today, or a couple of people, you know, we were saying that the whole hard sell thing is horrible. No one, I mean, certain people like that kind of approach, but essentially no one likes the hard sell. I don't like it, certainly. So, you know, a really productive, relaxed morning. It was only an hour. These meetings only take place once a month, but sometimes that's all you need just to make the initial connection. And there are a couple of things which were very interesting that came up in conversation. There's going to be an email sent around reminding people sort of who was there and some of the things that were discussed. And when we were talking about productivity tools that we find useful, those links are going to be sent out as well. So, for example, I suggested three, and I can share those with you now. One of them is a free app called Evernote. You've probably heard me speak about this in the past. Really good for note taking. It's searchable. You know, if you put in, say, chicken, if you had a recipe that you were saving, or you wanted to know how to photograph chickens, I don't know. It knows, it picks out those words. If you want to keep a copy of someone's business card, you just simply hold your phone camera over a business card. It recognizes it, frames it up, and it will recognize, say, names. If you put in, I know, Daniel in the search, it will pick that out from that card for you to easily search. There are various other details about it. I'll just link to it in the show notes. You can find out for yourself. The other app, another free thing, is called If This Then That. Very good. I use it, for example, where if I share a picture to Instagram, it automatically posts it to Facebook and to Twitter. So it's very simple. Again, it's free. It just takes the hassle out of spreading the word, sharing your work. And it does all sorts of things. I know people that listen to this podcast because they have what is called a recipe, the things you set up, the processes, very quick to do. It says, for example, when this website publishes a new post or a podcast, send me an email to let me know, or something like that. there are so many ways to do it. The other app is called iWatermark. I use the free version. Just a really quick, simple way to put a logo or a brand stamp or whatever on your pictures before you post them online. And you can upload different watermarks, you can upload different file types so that you can have it like a transparent layer, so it's not just like a block of white with a logo on it in the corner or anything like that. So those are just three things that I recommended. And it was just a really good opportunity to talk to people, spread the word about what I do, see what other people are doing locally. And who knows? You know, it's the options are endless. The possibilities are endless. You just have to try these things. And for me, I think it's been important to kind of take a break from the stuff which was sort of frustrating me, the sort of people that were frustrating me, that just wasn't really working. And like I said, I've had a bit of a breather. It's given me a chance to evaluate stuff. And now going to these, you know, a networking event like this, it was really nice. I really enjoyed it. Very positive. And the other thing, a lot, you know, there are meetings in the afternoon, in the evening, all the rest of it. But what they do, excuse me whilst I just turn my car around here, what they do is also they kind of leave you feeling, you know, quite buoyed up, quite inspired. So I will now look forward to the email that is going to be sent out. I'll look forward to the rest of my day. It's a day of it's a day of, sorry, I'm just trying to find somewhere to park here. There we go. Not a lot of spaces where I need to park at this moment. So it's a day of just cracking on, replying to emails that followed up from yesterday. I've got a list. I don't immediately remember what it is, but I've got a list of my top three things that I need to do today. As I record this, it is the Friday before a bank holiday weekend. So Monday is a bank holiday. So I will probably have a day off. I know it would be very much appreciated by certain people if I don't have a working day. So I'm going to be pushing hard the rest of today, working through Saturday. And then I can have a relaxing day before cracking on with things, a delayed start to next week. And there's various things that I'm sort of launching straight into. So just a fairly quick recording today. I hope it's been of use to you. If you find networking works or doesn't work for you, or you want some more information, by all means, get in touch. Details about how to do that are coming up very shortly. So, like I say, hopefully that's helped you along or just given you some inspiration yourself. But for now, I will leave it there. As ever, if you have any other business-specific questions relating to photography, just ask and I'll happily address them. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.